right here.
I don't know whether I'm gonna... Oh, that's a water drain. That catches the water coming off the drip of the house, you know, and they got a 4-inch pipe that got run in there and goes under the ground back down there in this guy.
Well, I'll be. What is that? That's called a... Those are called a what?
Oh. I don't know if it's got a name for it. I just call it a water drain.
Gutters?
Yeah, there you go. It's a gutter.
Right. Then when two parts of the roof come together, you got a house and an L, what in your by the kitchen and the L there, did you have a place where the two roofs came together in the water?
Yeah, it didn't at first, though. There was a little hole between the... bedroom here and the kitchen and dining room is about 4 feet wide, I believe. But there the roof wasn't made together. The roof from the kitchen just hung back over there and had to go to there. But we never did use that for anything no more than hang some shadows in, maybe, or roll a wheelbar under or something there. But later on, poor Papa died, though, that when he had to recover his house, why, he run it on out and joined to get together.
I see. Now, you didn't have an indoor toilet, did you?
Oh, no, we didn't have one about that.
What did you have?
Just a little toilet out there.
What folks call those, Mr. Allen? Did they ever have any name for them? Or?
Well, it's about the only thing.
Joking names?
Yeah. Well, if they have, I don't know.
Okay. Now, we were talking about, you said, did you have a place, a fenced-in place where all the animals could roam?
Well, part of them.
Come here.
Had pasture there for them, and it'd get a little bit warm or something, that is, dry. Grass get a little short, the pasture turn them outside.
I see, the pasture was fenced in?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you ever wanted a hen to start laying, what would you put in her nest?
Well, sometimes you use doorknobs. They had a little old gourd.
Yeah.
Called a nest egg gourd, and we'd use them some. And I don't know why doorknob, though. The idea of that, though, I always was thinking is, snakes are swallowing them little things, you know, eggs.
Yep.
And put them in there, and if snakes swallow them, why, that's the further he could go. You see, they are swallow an egg and then squeeze the shell somewhere, wrap the shell around the post and break that egg.
Yeah.
But them doorknobs and gourds, they wouldn't burst. So that snake had one time there was an old goose sitting out by the side of the garden, and I don't remember how many eggs she had in the nest. But there's a big old chicken snake. The pickets was close together on the garden fence, and
that was a picket fence?
Yeah. And that snake, he'd crawl through here, and he swallowed a doorknob instead of a gourd.